So we're in the sugya of Bishulim Ra'ilam, trying to understand what this human being, Jew creature is, trying to get a clear definition of what we're doing in this world and how we become partners with Hashem. So let's just summarize again. It's very important. You've got another sort of bahat, you've got to get it into. This goes to the core of existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate of goodness. The nature of good is to give. He wants to give the best, obviously. So he wants to give himself, because that is the ultimate good. He wants to do it in such a way that you don't get it for nothing, because otherwise you're eating the bread of shame. You have to earn it. Therefore, he set up a system where you, in order for Hashem to give you the good, you have to actually earn it. So in that way, we become a partner with Hashem in creation, because we have to close the circle. If we don't close the circle, Hashem can't give, because that's not what he wants. He wants to give the best. So only we can really give Hashem the ability to give us. By doing what we have to do. Yeah, that's called Tarek Mitzvahs. That's by being a Yisrael Eved Hashem. And by doing that, you become a partner in my celebration, is because you're now giving Hashem Kaviyochel, the ability to give to you. Oh, and that was the pshat in Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. Is the schar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself, because now you've done what you're supposed to do. The reward you'll get for the mitzvah, the schar of the mitzvah, really you're getting olam haba, but you've now helped Hashem, so to speak, fulfill the purpose of creation. That's really what's going on in the world. That's what we are for. We're giving Hashem our mitzvahs. Okay. Many beautiful examples you'll see will get this going. Okay. So we're on Nun Vav at the bottom of the page, Shutfus MS. True partnership. We know that when we're dealing with Chazal don't use exaggerations. They don't use some sonistic caloshin, make wild statements. When Chazal says something, he's got to be understood. Even though Gadot of Chazal, according to most Achronim, you have to understand literally. Yeah. It's not so posh. Go look in the Judge and the King again. If you haven't had a reason to look in the Judge and the King, have a look there. It brings down the Machlokes, the Achronim, exactly whether you have to take those Gadotes literally or not. Whether these are just... according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to. So you have to. But certainly in these men, the Chazalos, I mean what they say. Shutav kavanayse l'shutav mamash. When Chazal use loshon shutav, they mean it seriously. Klaima, shutav sheyesh lo chelek shavu b'mifal or b'chusha m'shutav. What's a shutav? A shutav means I have a portion, I have a share in this enterprise. You don't become a partner, you've got two guys, it's not a business, right? The one's in charge of production, the other one's in charge of sales, right? That's how their shutfus works. I can't do both. I need somebody else in order for me to fulfill my goal of having a factory that's making product X. So you need, I know how to make this stuff, but I know how to sell it. So you get a partner. What do you mean a partner? He's not a hired worker. He's a chelik in the business. Cool. If we were just being hired in this world as palim, then you get your salary and you go home. But we've been told here that you're being a shutter. What's an eved? Okay, we'll see. We have to be an eved Hashem as well.
Hashem doesn't need either.
No, but we're not talking about Hashem's needs. Hashem doesn't need any of this. Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem created a world in which he, so to speak, made a world where he can't do what he wants without us helping him, so to speak. But obviously that's not... Hashem could do anything. Hashem could create the world differently. Why did he create the world this way, not that way? We don't know. You can't ask those questions. We're always in post-master braces. We never back up into pre-master braces, because you can't. What are we going to do with that? When you're just in the big... ain't soft, Baruch Hu. There's no... We're always in, post... Gracious Baruch Hu, King. Now that Hashem created the world, we see that this is what's going on. Even to say that the reason why Hashem created the world was to be so good, even that you can only say post-Maaseh Bereishis. Pre-Maaseh Bereishis, why did Hashem create the world? Of course. We see he created the world, so we see that he created the world. But why? Of course. You can't speak pre-Maaseh Bereishis. There is no pre-Maaseh Bereishis for us. We don't have that. You can't access pre-Maaseh Bereishis. That's one of the perhaps tragic, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, show me your face. Show me your face. And Hashem says, you can't see my face, but I'll show you the back of my head, the tefillin. Because you can only see me after the fact. But before the fact, you have to be me. You can't sit in this world and try to understand Hashem. It's not shaykh to even talk about.
Isn't it because Hashem says chesed?
No, that's only after Hashem created the world we're allowed to say that. Before by separation, you can't say, well, Hashem created the world because he wanted to give chesed. We don't know why he created the world. Of course, he created the world. Now that he created the world, we can say, he created the world because he wants to bestow good. But in Hashem's rots on pre-mice separation, you don't even know how to talk. It's awesome to speak in that world. You don't know how to go into the world pre-mice separation and start getting into Hashem's head. How do you do that? It's awesome. It's completely awesome to speak about Hashem. Not awesome. It's impossible. It's impossible. I mean, when the Kabbalim said that it's awesome, that doesn't mean it's awesome like naughty boy. If you're talking about it, you lie, because there's nothing to say about it. Hashem said, well, of course, anything you say now is sheker.
Chesed was just something God made up.
Hashem created that the concepts of good and giving and bestowing, those are all things post Ma'aseh Bereishis. Pre Ma'aseh Bereishis, there is no thing as good and chesed and kindness. What are you talking about? Those things don't exist. Or if they do, they exist in a sense we have no grip on. We're talking about infinite. Infinite means we have no conceptualization of it.
Torah doesn't exist then either.
Torah Hashem's one thing. Don't, for the purpose of this discussion, don't translate. Hashem created the Torah 2,000 years before he created the world. Whatever that means. I don't know what this means. But all I'm saying is, when we're talking in these Ramchals and discussing Hashem's motivations and limitations, we're talking about once Hashem created the world. So now that he created the world, we can extrapolate from the world what's going on. But to go into Hashem's head pre-Ma'aseh Bereishis, what are you going to do? Even the concept of Bechira. Does Hashem have Bechira? Of course he has Bechira, but you can only say that post-Ma'aseh Bereishis. Pre-Ma'aseh Bereishis, who knows? What is Bechira? That's what I'm saying, this answer. And how can you have a thing where there's Bechira and foreknowledge? You see, you don't understand what Hashem's knowledge is. How can you ask kashas on foreknowledge? You don't even know what Hashem's knowledge looks like. We don't know what knowledge looks like to Hashem. Okay. This is poshut. That's why the Torah starts on Bereishis. That's where we start learning Torah. It starts with a bet, and starts with an aleph, because aleph is already here, we can't grip
it. We're saying why this world was created.
But only after Hashem created the world can we say why did Hashem create the world. Before Hashem created the world, why did he create the world? Of course. You have to be very careful how you speak here. You're bordering on a picosis and chayv misa. It's a very fine line. I know you're not getting it. Okay. You have to think about it. These guys have heard it 100 times, so then eventually it starts sinking in, you know. If you say something long enough, people start believing you. No. It's about MS. It's possible it has to be like that. If you're talking pre-Ma'aseh Bereishis, you've just stepped into a world where you have no right to go. So how can you talk it? Now that you've created the world, we can sit here with our limited worldview, with our limited...
We can say a motive at that cusp. Give a justification for it.
Only after Hashem created the world can we...
Only here after Hashem created
it. Correct. Therefore, what his real motivation was to create the world was cause. The concept was to bestow good, because before Hashem created the world, the concept of good didn't exist.
Only now do you think, because of how Hashem created the world.
The fact that there's good in the world is because Hashem created good. The fact that Hashem created a thing called giving, and Hashem created a thing called makabel, and a thing called bread of shame, all that was only after he created the world. So before Hashem created the world, those things didn't exist. So then he created the world because...
So before someone made something, before something is made...
Once again, because Hashem, you can't talk about before. No, you can't talk about Hashem's machshava. So now, once again, you have a problem. Hashem doesn't have machshava. Only after Hashem created the world, we can attribute human terminology to him and say Hashem had a Rotson and a Machshava, but before Hashem created the world, none of that stuff exists. You can't talk about it. It's awesome. What do you want from me? How are you going to talk about the infinite? If you're able to back up into the infinite and stay finite to come back here and talk about it, gesundheit. I don't know how you do that. I mean, that you just have to define the infinite. Once you have a kid, there's an infinite, you'll understand. This is simple. Anyway, we have to go weiter. That's a separate discussion with you discussing that. I'm making a very simple statement. When we're talking about the limitations of Hashem, we're not talking about pre-Ma'aseh Bereishis. We're not talking about Hashem and his essence. We're talking about after Hashem created the world. He created the world and our relationship with him in such a way. But that doesn't affect his essence at all. Hashem doesn't need you or me for anything. You don't give him nothing. Okay. But we just said you do. Hashem can't fulfill the purpose of creation without you. It means he does need you. It means he's lacking. Yes, Hashem's lacking the ability to give you if you don't earn it. That's apikosis. You have Nisa for saying that.
That's how he created the world.
So once he created the world in such a way. Why? Because that's why he wanted to create the world. He could have done it in a million other ways. But you can't even say that once he created the world, he's limitless and endless. Of course, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't give the essence of Hashem. Right. It's just one of the giluim that he gave us manifests as why he like this. But it says nothing about him in essence. Him in essence, you can't say anything about him in essence. What are you going to say about Hashem in essence?
Irrespective, I don't see how that is pre and post.
Okay, fine, good. I accept your confusion. Now, having kashas is good. I'm not having a problem having kashas. Having kashas are good. To find your question carefully, we'll deal with it later. Okay. Kedim Chazal say shutef, they mean shutef mamash. Kol ma'ase shelo legabe ha'asek ha'mashutef hu mashmuti. So the person has a partnership in the business, and everything he does in the business has a reality in the partnership. Kefisha nifsak b'shulchan aruch choshim mishpat, the halachas of shulchan aruch, which Hashem is bound to, shutav masha asosu. What does that mean? What he did is his, kind of. It's not. Means whatever each one does belongs to the other one. Means if I sold, I have a business, I have a partnership with you. I do production and you do sales. So I didn't produce anything in this business. The fact you made all the goods, they haven't been sold yet. So you made the goods. So it's like it's my goods. Those are my goods because I'm a shutev in the factory. This is mine. So it's like, oh, well, you've done your job now, and I haven't done my job, so I don't really have shares in the business. No! Whatever one partner does affects the entire ownership of everybody.
The transaction here is whatever partner does is binding.
It's binding, maybe. It's binding on the other one.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying, more or less, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No, I'm saying that's good. That fits in well there, you see. But no, that's what's good to have this, because the translations are very difficult. Okay. Adam Lokach Shutav Tzorech Hashlomas Matarosav. Why does a person take a partnership? In order to complete his goal. He has a goal, and he wants to now fulfill his goal. The tzeirich asiyas pu'ulas, and in order to fulfill his doings, shehu ein yoichel leisen levade, he can't do it himself. Either he doesn't have the finance, you have sleeping partners that just give money, or he doesn't have the expertise, or he doesn't, whatever, he doesn't have the time. That's what partnership's all about. Our lacks are what oil the financial world, no? If you didn't need partners, no one would take a partner. If I could do everything myself, I would never go for partnerships. That's why marriage is not a partnership. To define marriage as a partnership is a terrible, terrible denigration of what marriage is. Because marriage is b'di'evit. I really would like to marry someone, but I can't. It's b'di'evit. I've got to take in a partner. It's not marriage. There are aspects of marriage that do represent and resemble partnership, and we can learn from them, but you can't define marriage as a partnership. Another controversial statement. Think about it. I'm not saying this is brought down in slow. Marriage cannot be defined as a partnership. There are partnership aspects, and we do refer to it sometimes loosely as a partnership, because there are aspects of the partnership. We have a common goal, we do different parts to make this business, everything you do, he does, Aisha's chava kechava, etc., etc., etc. But the definition of marriage can't be a partnership, because a partnership is always kind of somehow b'di'evit, which is a problem we're going to run into young. Because I'm saying, you can only say this post-Maaseh B'reishis, because pre-Maaseh B'reishis, you can't say anything's b'di'evit. Okay. Kach lahavdil, so to speak, lahavdil, borakosh boch salomai. So Akosh Baruch created his world. V'boro bo avadim, and he created avadim. Shehem bnei anushois haklalis. That is the human race in general. Hem v'kayim v'so'ilon. They keep the world going. K'po'alim hamibtzayim es tafkidam v'mifal. Like the workers in the factory. This partnership. You've got the guys in charge of production. You've got the guys in charge of sales. But they need workers. So they have workers. They do this via the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But they're not partners. They get their salary at the end of the day. He gets his check. Whether the business does well or not, he gets his salary at the end of the day. Hashutfim. Haim Am Yisrael Hamashlimim Es Habriya Al Yidei Kiyum HaTorah VaMitzvos. Klal Yisrael is that which completes the Briya via the Kiyum of Torah and Mitzvahs. Rak B'Shchus HaMalim Kaim. Only for them the world exists.
Not for them, due to them. Sorry.
Rak b'shus amayram. Because of them. For them the world exists. In their merit the world exists. It means you don't keep a factory going just for the workers. If the boss is not making a profit, he goes home. No, but what about the workers? Oh, so you keep the factory going for the workers. You don't keep the factory going for the workers. You keep the factory going for the product, for what you're producing. Hakol Baruch Hu Boras Ha'Elam Ba'Eifen Shekivi Yochel Yesh Dvorim Shebo Yilo Elam Eni Yoichel Asoysen Baladeinu. He's saying what I'm saying exact. Hakol Baruch Hu created the world in such a way, when you're talking after creation, Shekivi Yochel, because you can't say this because it's not true, means Kivi Yochel, so to speak, Yesh Dvorim Shebo Yilo Elam Eni Yoichel Asoysen Baladeinu. There's certain things in the world Hakol Baruch Hu can't do without us. And he said that you can't say that. And Hakol Baruch Hu can't do things. No, it's once he created the world in such a way that kiviyachol, the things he can't do. Hadvorin kashim, keitzad nitzad lemesh, goes broch en yuichol. This is hard. How can you say Hashem can't? Those things Hashem can't. Harei hu kol yachol, he can do anything. La'an en yivaru hadvorin bachover. We'll explain this nekudah at length. Wasserman did tell it a nice marshal as well. He said the marshal is an aeroplane. So the goyim are the passengers. And Klal Yisrael is the pilot. So you tell the goyim, the passengers, put on your seatbelts, do whatever you want, just don't destroy the plane, that's all. Just let us fly the plane. Do whatever you want, just don't destroy the plane. It's like, keep Shiva Mitzin can I know. Shiva Mitzin basically says, don't destroy the world. Real mitzvah that they have to do. Mitzvah's assay, so to speak. Don't kill, don't worship Avodah Zarah. Don't even assay, that is that they have courts of law, which is also to just make sure they don't destroy the world. That's really, that was his marshal. Just don't burn the plane down, just let us carry on flying it. Very nice marshal of that. If you think it too deep, it fits in all aspects. The Simchim's Mashalim, the Mamish, the Duke. You know, he said, yeah, I've been thinking about that. You know, and he's like, for 50 years he's been thinking. It's like he's always, the baby's his marshal of the world. It's an aeroplane. Well, look at it, you'll see it's amazing. Get your technical staff and this staff and whatever, maintenance and everything. But at the end of the day, where's the plane going? What direction is it heading? There's a goal. This plane has to get to its destination. Who's doing that? That's the pilot. Hey, the color, kal, the tachri, the salama. Who's on time? The timekeeper's. Time. Okay. There was certainly a shiva where some of the bochim couldn't get up in time for shiur, so the rov started giving shiur in the bedroom. So I'm starting to feel a bit. I did it at Aisha, I used to give shiur in the bedroom. Yeah, one guy couldn't make it up, so we used to give shiur in his room, so he couldn't sleep, and he couldn't learn either, but at least he was getting irritated. Yeah, you bring them to the shiur and put them to sleep, as opposed to bringing them, you know, going to them when they're sleeping, waking them up. You know, it's not putting people to sleep, nothing. Ketzad pu'ulas shutvazu. How does the shutvazu of the Kodesh Baruch Hu work? Yes, try and break our ears. We don't understand what he's saying. Hashem needs us, and he can't fulfill the creation without us, and we've got the words right, but there's something bothering you. Kamoliel tachli sabriya hu lahetif. As we said above, the purpose of creation is to do good. Hakadosh Baruch Hu bore salam avayfen shiye bo nivra shetchasche loy ha'tove v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu yetiv v'moy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that what? He is lacking this creature that he created a good, and he has a lacking, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to him. Ha'tove amitis hi ha'dveikas bo yisbarach. The ultimate good is Hashem himself. There's no good greater than Hashem. There's nothing Hashem can give you bigger or better or more delicious than himself. And Hashem wants to give you the best. So the best is him. No matter what Hashem creates, it's never going to be as good as him. So that's the opportunity to be dovak in him. This Toivah is lacking something. It's not Sholem if it's given for nothing. Therefore you have to get it as a reward. Kinyan ishi shel Adam. It has to be your own personal kinyan. You have to go and acquire this goodness. L'shem kach kibalnu tarag mitzvahs, asay v'lo tasay. Therefore we were given 613 positive and negative commandments. Im amnam na'amud b'nisoyim v'nakayim b'shleim v'sis amud l'alaynu. If we will stand b'nisoyimus and will fulfill that which is incumbent upon us, b'shleimus, tegia lanu ha'atova al-pidim, will come upon us the goodness al-pidim. And that's what you'll get al-pidim, you'll have earned it. V'az yeichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tumur l'heitiv lanu atova l'logvu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to give us a goodness without any limitations, and it has to be without limitations, because Hashem has no limitations. He's giving of himself, it means everything. Kefi yisher tzelius barach b'briya sabriya, as was the rotzen of Hashem with creating the briya. Nimtze im kaim, shebekol machshove, comes out that really machshove dibu v'maisa, v'ein besumira, v'ein basa toiv, in everything we do, in the world of machshove, dibu, and maisa, whether it's in a positive or negative sense, means when we're withdrawing from evil or going to do good, ha'edi hu shutef b'poil l'maisa b'reshis, the Jew is an actual partner in maisa b'reshis, shaharei rak al yedei maisov niskaim ritzonis barach l'heiti v'moin. Because it's only via his machshava, ma'isim, and diburim that the desire of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us good will be fulfilled. Lula yudi oisa ma'isazeh, if a Jew wouldn't do this, lo haya Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyocha lo yikaleikim ma'atova shleima. Had you not done this ma'isa, or if you'd done this negative ma'isa, Hashem would not have been able, kiviyocha, to give the good that he wants to give. Baladeinu kaviyochel, without us, so to speak, kaviyochel, ain't a Kosh Baruch Hu yoichel lahitzi lepoil is tachlis abriya. that without us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to fulfill the Tachlis of Bria. We need to do what we're supposed to do. And by the way, we're going to do it. You have to know one thing. Everyone's going to do it one way or another. Bahuk or Bakruk, yeah. Whether you bechata b'chaim or you bechata not b'chaim, you're going to get to where you've got to go. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu's built, he's a good businessman, and he started this business is going to be successful. Only question is how you're going to get there. You choose how you get there, but everyone's going to go there in the end. So you might as well bechata b'chaim and go the nice way. Why ride on public transport when you go in a private air-conditioned limousine? As one Adam God will put it. But you're going to get there. Either on the third-class cattle train, or the first-class jet. But everyone's going to where they've got to go. But you'll have earned it. You'll either earn it willingly, or you'll be forced into earning it. But everyone's going to do tshuva. Every Jew is going to do tshuva. Now, it'll be your bechira. Hashem can do it in such a way that it'll still be your bechira. You're not going to be forced into it as a robot, because then it's not, you haven't earned it. No, you'll earn it. But there's ways to earn it. I can ask you nicely, and you say, yes, Daddy, and you go off and do what I asked you to do, and I'll give you a punch, and then you'll say, oh, yes, Daddy, and I'll go do it. But you're going to... Mashiach can't come until every Jew does tshuva. Every Jew has to do tshuva before Mashiach comes.
I thought 4/8 of Jews won't come out. So in the
class
of two-fifths,
The Chabad Chaim talked to Simcha Vassam, and he said, you must know that Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave one Jew behind. Every Jew is going to have to come home, because every Jew is an ois in the Sefer Torah. There's one neshama missing, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. And you and me are also, assuming we've done tshuva, and we all shalem, there's one Jew out there that doesn't do tshuva, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. And not only that, but it says that the kisei, whatever that means, that Hashem sits on, is a nishmas Jew. So each Jew has to come back, because if there's one piece missing from the kisei is not shalem. You can't have Hashem sitting on a, whatever those words mean, a kisei that's not shalem. So every Jew is going to have to do tshuva. Mashiach will not come until every Jew does tshuva.
That's a tough shot.
He has a whole sugya. He's going to deal with it. He's actually going to go into this whole sugya a little bit later. The whole sugya of what it means that only 4/5 came out of Mitzrayim, what that means, etc. Yeah. Whatever that means. Okay. But whatever Hashem's cheshbonos are, every Jew, every neshama, whatever that means, everyone's going to have to come home. You're not leaving any of your kids out. Your father doesn't. He forgets to take some of his kids along on a holiday or something. No. All the kids are going. Everyone's got to go where he's got to go. Where were we? Im naam od yudir, tegir latavok yudin. Nimta imkai, shabakol machshava diva maisa, bain basumar al yudir dert, shayrakar maisim is kamer tegir latavok. If you didn't do it, kviyachol reich leitiv le tatova shlema. But adainu kviyachol, adainu kosh boruch leitzi le poel is tachlis abria. Without us, a kosh boruch can't take from koyach to poel, to actualize the purpose of the bria. Zuhu ha'utzma ha'adira v'ha'matona ha'niflo shenosin lana kosh boruch. This is the power and the adira, the matona niflo, the awesome present that a kosh boruch gave us. Who hifkid b'yadeinu, he deposited into our hands, es kol tachlis habria, v'chaya oilam nota b'sochaylu. Who gam, hizirotanu, and he warned us, ten daitche, pay very careful attention, shalot the kalkel v'tachli v'salami. Don't mess up and ruin my world. Okay, we'll continue.
No, even with Jews, I'm still going to get it.